Today is Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech79. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Ernie Bailey, Rob Raspberry, and Scott Tyner talking about cloud services in higher education. Scott Tyner starts off talking about weighing the effectiveness of implementing cloud solutions in the classroom.
We've definitely moved in that direction. We're a Google campus. Mm-hmm. We've recently implemented two-factor authentication, and mm-hmm. we're going and telling people now, use your Google Drive and Google Drive file stream like you would on campus servers.
Now, do you guys use Google? Do you guys use the Google Authenticator as well then? Or do you guys use a third party?
We use Duo for two-factor.
Oh, that seems to be the route everyone went.
Yeah, it sure is. So we do that, and then even in our classrooms, I mean, when we do class capture recording, that gets sent off to a cloud service. We don't put that here on campus. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the important thing about this article that we need to think about and talk about as technology people on our campus is that cost benefit analysis.
Yes.
And really doing a real study of it. And then when we talk about our IT departments, which I'm in, helping convince people that it's not going to get rid of your job, because I think that's a big thing that people are worried about. But in many ways, in my experience, it makes things, it improves things quicker and makes the work easier to do.
Scott, actually, I have a question for you. When you guys were starting to do your lecture capture, was there a nice to have versus we absolutely must have, or was there, well, this is just the whole package?
I think there were some features in lecture capture that we talked about. One of the big struggles we had at first with lecture capture was, what are you capturing with a camera? The mm-hmm. front of the room's big, the professor wants to move around, they're still using blackboards. Are you zooming in on that? And then the ability of, how quickly can I have access to the recording? How quickly mm-hmm. can I share that recording? I think that the important thing that you pointed out that is a struggle that we all have, though, is this idea of, and I think of Zoom, and I love Zoom, and this is a great product, but Zoom does this, right? This, oh, look, you walk into a room and everything just starts up. It's like, yeah, but somebody set it up to do that. Somebody programmed a room, somebody invited the attendees,
somebody scheduled it all.
Yeah, like there's not some unknown computer in the room that just knew somehow, read your brain as to who you wanted to call that day. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.